KRNR Judges Report, April 14th, 2022, recorded April 12th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report, the 15th report of 2022. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at any time through the Goldthwaite Eagle website or the Mills County website. The headline this week is the approval of the county subdivision ordinance that has been under consideration for well over a year. This supersedes the current 1985 ordinance, which, after 37 years, was more than due for a revision. A public hearing was held Tuesday morning. The citizen input focused on the importance of water to Mills County, background on the old Fox Crossing Water District, and a short list of inconsistencies and construction errors in the document. Bobby Roundtree, chairman of the Citizens Advisory Committee, whose work is reflected in the proposed ordinance, expressed his appreciation to the members of the committee for their months of work. Committee members John Brown and Jet Johnson were in attendance. After hearing from everyone who wished to speak, the public meeting concluded and a special meeting of Commissioners Court reconvened as posted. The proposed ordinance was unanimously approved with a 5-0 vote and is now in effect. Subdivisions which had previously filed a preliminary plat remain under the 1985 ordinance. To the best of my knowledge, the only subdivision that possibly falls in that category is Phase 2 of Rolling Oaks on U.S. 183 south of Goldthwaite. However, subsequent changes to that project may in fact bring it under the new ordinance. The court acknowledged the need to clean up the inconsistencies which had been identified by Peggy York in the public hearing and made plans to do so in the next several months. The county attorney pointed out that there would likely be other issues come up as the new ordinance goes through an implementation shakedown cruise, so the periodic review and revision by the Commissioner's Court was recommended versus every 37 years. In the regular meeting of Commissioner's Court on Monday, a couple of voting precincts were consolidated for the primary runoff election in late May, with notice posted on the county website. We had a long discussion of the applicability of licensing requirements for the operation of county equipment and the continued discussion of emergency service dispatching. In the citizens' comments section, the court was asked to proceed studiously and not rush to incur additional expense of a standalone dispatch department since the sheriff had told his deadline to cease dispatching EMS. This was news, albeit welcome news, to the court, and the sheriff was asked to confirm that his deadline to cease dispatching was in fact no longer in place. His response was that he believed he had mentioned it in a phone call to me when he informed the county he was seeking counsel, as it was appropriate to defer precipitous action pending legal advice. Well, I have no recollection of that. I'll admit to having a less than perfect recall, and am glad not to be working against a near-term deadline. Unfortunately, the sheriff's January ultimatum triggered a default and termination notice from Hamilton Healthcare, so there is still that deadline to deal with. It is not time to put this issue behind us, however. What the county is left with is an open-ended continuing threat to discontinuing dispatching versus having a date certain deadline. Bottom line, progress is being made in your county government. An updated subdivision ordinance is in place after years of work, and the licensing issue for county equipment operators has been put to rest. The urgency of creating an expensive dispatching function may be deferred. Traffic has been a mess, with TxDOT closure of Loop 15 from Fisher Street to Highway 84 during the day, and the pending closure of a railroad crossing on County Road 316, which is known as the 7-mile crossing or the Castor Switch. The rail crossing work may only be a one-day affair, but when combined with the Loop 15 closure, makes getting into town during the day from the southeast portion of the county more complicated, and makes the Fisher Street intersection with Highway 84 much more congested. The storms Tuesday afternoon brought some much-needed rain, but the accompanying high winds did some roof damage to the Senior Center and Precinct 1 barn. The courthouse Christmas lights were safely stored in a shipping container. That shipping container, however, was blown off its pad, but not overturned. The Christmas lights are safe, so that's one crisis avoided, and a confirmation of the wisdom of dismounting and storing the window frame lights between seasons. The courthouse and other county offices will be closed Friday, April 15th for Good Friday. Law enforcement in the county jail will be open as usual. The Tuesday afternoon rain notwithstanding, the sun is out and the winds are up. The countywide burn ban on outdoor burning remains in effect. Let's try to give our volunteer firemen and firewomen some time off over Easter weekend. Be careful with fire. This is Ed Smith, your county judge, thanking you for your interest in and patience with county government. Tune in to KRNR each Thursday at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. from the latest from your county courthouse.